T-minus 34. RMXT Studio Number 1, Manhattan, New York. As an overhead sign began a silent countdown from 30, Marion DeClercq addressed the main camera and proceeded to very quickly introduce each of her studio guests while a secondary camera panned between them for the close-up benefit of viewers at home. Timo Fiori and Billy Kendrick sat at one side of DeClercq's central and authoritative position, while Jan Geller and the chaotically neutral Joe Crabb filled the other side of the U-shaped desk. Which way Crabb would lean on the heated topics to follow was a mystery to everyone but himself, but nothing he said or did was likely to bring anything close to the level of surprise which would come just a few seconds after the camera settled on an empty chair next to Billy. No one had smiled or otherwise reacted to the cameras during their initial introductions, but this changed immediately when DeClercq spoke next. We're also going to be joined by Emma McCarthy, live from Birchwood, but last of all, I'd like to introduce our very special surprise guest. Joining us in the studio at very short notice and fresh from his close call in Buenos Aires, Jan and Crabb both looked beyond the cameras in anticipation of William Godfrey emerging from one of the set entrances, but instead their gaze fell upon the far larger and altogether less expected sight of Clark McCarthy. Crabb didn't react very visibly, letting only a hint of an ironic grin sneak out, but Jan was openly outraged.
A stitch up from the start, she yelled, her eyes shooting daggers at DeClercq. They all know he's coming, he knows I'm coming, and I'm in the dark. This is the kind of conspiratorial garbage the public is finally waking up to from these unelected, unaccountable, self-appointed representatives of humanity. It's a sham and a farce.
The vein poking through the skin on Jan's neck was a sign that she was either genuinely angered as well as surprised, or she was a far better actor than anyone had previously given her credit for. Clark took his seat without reacting to anything she had said, then casually thanked DeClercq for having him. On this special live episode of Focus 2020, DeClercq said in her usual authoritative tone, something most definitely has to give. A few seconds later, the show's famous theme tune played in the audience-less studio as well as through millions of speakers across the country. Clark took several deep breaths and took this final camera-free moment to close his eyes and steady his mind. Don't think about Piper, he repeated to himself over and over again. That's all I have to do.